Mara, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How does the owner of an Iowa egg farm linked to this summer's salmonella outbreak feel about it?
I feel very bad about it. Very, very bad. It's a horrible thing.
Jack DeCoster, who apologized if, as he put it, his eggs may have made people sick. Some members of Congress, however, say conditions at those farms were so filthy an apology may not be enough. A warning, these comments may turn your stomach.
You got too much manure. It's flowing out of your buildings. You got cracks. You got dead mice. You got dead chickens. You got maggots. That stuff just didn't happen. I agree you have you're a big operation, but with big operations come big responsibilities.
Congressman Bart Stupak at a congressional hearing in Washington today. Maybe the last time you visited New York, you were ripped off by one of five dozen cab drivers accused of taking their customers for a ride.
Get into a cab in this city and there's an implied trust the fare is going to be legit. Prosecutors say that was not the case thousands of times over the last couple of years. Now dozens of cabbies are accused of pressing a button on the meter that charged suburban rates for trips in the city. Most passengers didn't notice a couple bucks at a time, but the scam totaled $235,000, a massive fraud, prosecutors called it, finally uncovered by someone who noticed a metered fare higher than usual. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
It's not just Al-Qaeda posing a terror threat to the U.S. these days. FBI Director Robert Mueller says terrorists from this country are becoming just as dangerous.
Homegrown extremists are more sophisticated, harder to detect, and better able to connect with other extremists. In certain cases, they are more operationally capable than what we have previously seen.
The coroner's office in San Bruno, California, says the death toll from that pipeline explosion is now officially 7. DNA tests confirmed the identities of 3 more victims today. Checking the markets, the Dow is down 15 points, NASDAQ down 14. You're listening to ABC News.
A better way. You'll find it at your Bay Area Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $19.99. It's how we keep your car maintenance simple and keep you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
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 Hundreds. Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
President Obama today marked the start of some new health care reforms by meeting with patients and small business owners near Washington.
Some business critics complain new reforms mandate companies to provide health insurance for workers. But President Obama told a gathering that does not apply to businesses smaller than 50 employees.
For the vast majority of small businesses, this is a great deal.
He says those small businesses can collect government subsidies to help pay the insurance premiums. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Two young men in Atlanta have filed lawsuits against the pastor of a Georgia megachurch, accusing him of coercing them into sexual relationships. Here's ABC's Chris Cuomo.
This isn't necessarily about going to jail, but what it's really about is scandal. Somebody who makes a lot of money, a big religious figure, Bishop Eddie Long, is now in the crosshairs of what has become the kill shot for people in religion, sexual inappropriateness.
Long has called for a ban on same-sex marriage, and his church counsels gay members on how to become straight. It stinks, and it's really nasty when you step in it, but there is a bright side to dog poo. It's now lighting a lantern at a Cambridge, Massachusetts dog park. The park spark poop converter is actually 2 steel 500-gallon oil tanks painted yellow. How it works? Microbes in the poop gives off methane that's fed through the tanks. This is ABC News.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Three more people are confirmed dead in the San Bruno pipeline explosion. They are three members of the Bullis family. The gas leak at Cal State East Bay this morning has been capped, but the chaos remains. And a water main break in Pleasant Hill will not be completely repaired until this evening. That's almost 24 hours after it happened. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rauch.
In Hayward, eastbound 92 before Hesperian Boulevard, it's a pickup truck into the sand barrels. Left lane is blocked. Crash in San Francisco, Harrison at 10th. New California lottery scratchers now pay it more than ever with $50 million more in prizes every month. Don't miss out on your chance to win more with prizes like this. Playing has never been more exciting. Pick your scratchers tickets and play today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Weather forecast calls for fog tonight. Over the bay, clear skies inland, temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow, fog in the morning, then sunny and in the 60s and 70s by the bay, into the 80s inland. This is KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. All right, maybe this is the straw that broke the camel's back. Do you remember last year the Ralph Lauren ad? They had to apologize. They had an advertisement where the model, her waist was smaller than her head. That's right. Than her head. It was airbrushed. And, GQ, remember way back, was that what, 2002, 2003? It altered a cover image of Kate Winslet, and she was shocked to see herself looking so strangely thin in it. Well, now, in England, the British government is getting involved, sitting down with advertisers and fashionistas and health experts to discuss how to curb the practice of airbrushing and promoting body confidence. If they get their way, they may have to label retouched photos to warn people about the perfect bodies they see, that they are digital fantasies. My worry is, I'm always thinking of the unexpected consequences of do-gooder laws. Obviously, I think it's a terrible thing when kids think those people are real, but what they'll do, they'll just only hire models who are truly anorexic and truly weigh 80 pounds because, industry will have what it wants. So I would think carefully about this as opposed to a educational kind of campaign. Here's something else about body weight. This goes against all the stuff you've been hearing about networks of people. Like if you have an obese friend and that friend even has a friend who's obese, it increases your likelihood of becoming obese, including, relatives and spouses. And, of course, relationships aren't random. You pick your friends and spouses and often select people who are similar. And yet they did those studies. There is an influence. I can't tell you how much of it is. But this one shows the opposite influence. College girls who have roommates who weigh more tend to gain less weight during their freshman year than women who have slimmer roommates. Now, I could think of other possible explanations beside what they're going to imply in this particular study, but often roommates are picked randomly, right? Half a pound versus 2.5 pound difference versus a typical weight gained of 2.5 to 6 pounds. This is counterintuitive, but maybe they say here, heavier roommates are more likely than average weight women to diet. They also exercise more, more likely to use weight loss supplements, purchase college meal plans, or limit their access to food. So it's not the weight of your roommate. It's important, but the behaviors your roommate engages in. This is the first time they assessed this. I always love this because among my favorite birds are ravens. We have a lot of them around. They are so smart. I've seen videos of them. You ever seen the one where they take the nut and fly really high and drop it in the middle on the hard surface highway and the nut cracks open? Then they wait for a red light when the other cars stop to go pick up the pieces of nuts. This one shows a particular type of a crow using tools
They use these twigs to dislodge these very, very special beetles that are extremely high in fat and very nutritious. And that's what the headline says. Crows put tools to use tools to access a nutritious diet. Because the next piece is about doctors having trouble accessing nutritious diets for themselves. But what they don't mention in the study is something I think is terribly unfair. First of all, a physician's confidence in their abilities to counsel patients on healthy diet and exercise is related to their own personal habits. Confidence in counseling depended on a doctor's own exercise time, whether the doctor was overweight, if the doctor had adequate training in talking to patients about diet and exercise. But when they break down the study, first of all, they compared attending physicians. These are the doctors who have finished everything. They're done with their training, their medical school, their internship, their residency, their postdoc fellowships, etc. They're out in practice. They're making the money. Compared to doctors still in internship and residency, right? So attending physicians talk to their patients about a healthy diet compared to only 36% of trainees. Attending physicians took better care of themselves than trainees whose diets were heavy in fast food. Attending doctors were more likely to exercise 4 days a week. Well, hello! How do you expect someone working 100 hours a week who gets no time off working 36-hour shifts to sit down and have these long, sumptuous, healthy meals? That's why they eat fast food. They're given 15 minutes to eat. You know this whole concern we have about killing the humanity in medicine. And by working doctors in a boot camp atmosphere and thinking we're breeding humanity, doesn't work. Last week, we talked about 10 to 20% of medical students depressed. We talked about how we're trying to get humanity back in. And so the fact that attending physicians exercise more than doctors in training, nonsense. Study means nothing. Here's something. They're saying here the government is now encouraging people to use fake tan. They set up a tent on a beach, got a few hundred women. Half of them got free cosmetic samples unrelated to skin health, while research assistants, self-tanned but without financial ties to manufacture, handed out sunless tanners along with a little bit about skin cancer education. Instead of trying to talk people out of wanting to be tan, we decided to encourage them to use sunless tanning as a healthier alternative. I mean, this is a heck of an endorsement for sunless tanning. I just sometimes find the color weird and too even. I mean, you look like cheddar cheese, and you got to learn how to use that stuff. But I certainly have not found anything bad about sunless tanning other than people will think it's a real tan and go out in the sun and find they get themselves really, really burned. And there's some tanning pills that used to be on the market that deposit crystals in the retina. Other than that, not a big deal. So the people who got the sunless tanning stuff got fewer sunburns, wore more protective clothing. Although when they caught up with these people a couple of years later, the effects had vanished. But there's something. Okay, our friends at the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics. You remember the biggest embarrassment I can think to pediatricians when they came out recommending a nick in the clitoris of baby girls? In case the families are ethnically come from a culture where female circumcision was popular. So in case you come across a patient like that in practice in America, they said it should be okay for pediatricians to cut the clitorises of these girls and make them bleed to satisfy these bizarre cultural practices. What an embarrassment. Well, they're going to be coming out. It's going to hit us by surprise in the next couple of months with the recommendations on male circumcision. This will be interesting. Now that circumcision rates in America on newborns, according to the CDC, friends, I'm with you. I hardly believe it myself. I can't believe this has happened so quickly. The fact that I may have participated in helping it along is frightening to me because most of the time people don't listen to what we say on this program. Of course, 32-point-something%. That's right. Only 1 in 3 baby boys in America are being circumcised, which means your circumcised kids are going to be the ones made fun of in the locker room, which is the excuse that dad always gives for doing this operation. Anyway, I don't usually do this, but if you go over, they need a couple of $1,000 to get up in the face of the American Academy of Pediatricians with some ads and to show up with a booth at their convention. So listen, go to intactamerica.org. That's it. It's easy word. It's spelled the way it is. Intact America is all one word, .org. Send them a little money and maybe help the cause. And any time a doctor says to you, circumcise your kid, look in a doctor's face and say, oh, doctor, what is the function of the foreskin? That ends a conversation. Oh, God screwed up. Or evolution never happened. Or nature didn't know what she was doing. It's got no function. Then you ask him to name another organ in the body that has no function, and usually the conversation ends. Guys, women, and high-heeled shoes. Now, you know why women wear high-heeled shoes. Because they're told that it's going to, you know, pooch out their butts and shape their legs and all these things that they hear. Tilting the torso sends a signal to men of blatant sexuality. Well, this study, these are the people, by the way, did the study about men and dancing and found why men can't dance, and men that women perceive are great dancers, a couple of moves that they have. Anyway, men couldn't tell the difference whether a woman was wearing high heels or when they're walking in flats. They showed women walking and everything about women that you could expect to want to see, and men could not tell the difference. They could not figure out which women were wearing heels. Of course, they didn't photograph the shoes, or which women were wearing flats or going barefoot. So it's a big waste of time. What do you think? Here's a piece about chilies, hot chilies, and besides the health effects, wondering why do we like hot chilies? I always enjoy this because it does confirm something I've been telling you, we've known for a while. It's kind of benign masochism. We love it just below the level of unbearable pain. That's where people go. There's almost a macho thing here. It felt so good to hurt so bad. Chilies stimulate the pain fibers, not taste fibers. And the Scoville heat scale, bell peppers are zero. The hottest pepper is the Indian Jalokia pepper. It's 1 million on the scale. Habaneros, which is the hottest I've ever seen, run 150,000 to 350,000 on the scale. By comparison, jalapenos, 5,000 to 50,000. 2% bear spray is advertised at 3.3 million units. And pure capsaicin, the chemical that causes the pain, hits 16 million. That's the pure stuff. You can't buy that anywhere. How they got their heat, we don't know. A study suggested that capsaicin is an effective defense against a fungus that attacks chili seeds. The same species of wild chili plant produces a lot of capsaicin in environments where the fungus is likely to grow, and very little in dry areas where the fungus is not a danger. These are the biochemical pain pathways. And 6,000 years ago, we domesticated it in the Bahamas and the Andes. Once Columbus brought it back to the New World, it spread all over the world through Asia and Europe. So really, even in Asia, hot chilies came from the New World. We don't know why people find pleasure in pain. Although, you know, go to a leather store and you can figure that out. And maybe it's a thrill, they say here, similar to the fun of riding a roller coaster, that there is a competitive deal. There is not, get this, a single animal that likes hot pepper. That likes hot pepper. Other mammals don't go for it. Philosophers have often looked for the defining features of humans, language, rationality, culture, and so on. Man is the only animal, according to this researcher, that likes Tabasco sauce. The book here, I'll plug his book, How Pleasure Works, The New Science of Why We Like What We Like. Here's a study, a single session of Swedish massage, just to see what goes on here. They measured everything in the body they could, compared with light touch. And so when you squeeze someone's muscles and do all that, I would expect things physiologically to change. But what it means, we don't know. There are some changes in some hormones and some lymphocytes and all that. The point is that massage may alter certain inflammatory conditions, may alter the immune system a little bit. But it's hard to do a control. In other words, Swedish massage versus light touch. I don't know. I know when I'm getting light touch or when it's massage. So we can't tell. But once again, you know, we've done some studies to find positive benefits to massage and orthopedic conditions. And certainly I have no problem with it. You know, what are most doctors going to do? Give you ibuprofen, right? So we need to incorporate massage into medical therapy. It's inexpensive. It's positive. Employ a lot of people and start standardizing what helps and what doesn't. There's a lot of bowl in massage too. Nothing like going to massage therapy and start talking about your energy fields and all that. I just go, oh, brother, well, I'm sitting there trying to relax. I hate the massage therapist, so that's not helping me relax. Big shakeup internationally. I have fed this to you separately on homeopathy. The Japanese are up in arms. That is ridiculous. It's quackery, and they're trying to rid themselves of it. Switzerland and Germany have governments have concluded homeopathy is ineffective. National health insurance won't father it, won't pay for it. Scathing report on homeopathy in the UK House of Commons Science and Technology Committee. And this is not big medicine beating up on the little herbal practitioner. It's just nuts. And they go over the deal here that, you know, the most common homeopathic remedy is actually duck offal. That's right, duck liver, duck guts, mixed with 100 parts of water, and then added to water again at 100-to-1 ratio, and so forth, 200 times. There ain't nothing in it. It's preposterous. Let's move on, huh? All right, in under the heading of moving on, I want to talk to you about it. If you are not confused about corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup versus regular sugar, then you've been on sabbatical or something. Let's get to the point of modern science here. What is the difference between high fructose corn syrup and regular sugar? What should you use? Hits, runs, and errors. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK.
You're probably sitting in traffic thinking, I'm so tired of feeling tired. I sure was. My stuffy nose kept me from breathing right and sleeping right. I tried everything. Nasal sprays, hot showers, tons of tissues. Then I tried drug-free Breathe Right. Instantly, I breathed better. I slept better. I felt better the next day.
Breathe Right, the nasal strip that instantly opens your nose. Experience better breathing yourself. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right. It's your right, too.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bare AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bare AM, the morning pain reliever.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0509. 1-800-458-0509. That's 1-800-458-0509. 1-800-458-0509.
Sacramento and Silicon Valley are only 130 miles apart, but they may as well be on different planets. Sacramento is mismanaged, ineffective, a huge bureaucracy out of control. Silicon Valley is the home of innovation that gave us Apple, Intel, and eBay. It was in Silicon Valley where Meg Whitman made her mark. She joined eBay, a small company with a big idea. She led them, managed them, and delivered results. Meg Whitman executed the plan that grew this Main Street company from 30 people to 15,000 employees. A company that changed the way we buy and sell. A company that not only provided thousands of traditional jobs, but also made countless small business dreams come true. That's how Meg Whitman achieved success in Silicon Valley. With hard work, commitment, leadership. Imagine what could happen if we sent Meg Whitman up the road, about 130 miles, to a place called Sacramento.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
We'll be right back.
This is Heather standing by at 800-548-8255.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's start with Jesse. How you doing, Jesse?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
I actually I have a question after my comment, but I was wondering, or I wanted to tell you or inform you about these new urinals that have a bug painted on them. Of course, I've heard you talk about them before. The idea is that the bug is placed in a strategic spot to prevent from splatter, and you know when men are supposed to aim at this bug when they go pee, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm uncircumcised, and I don't pull my skin back when I go pee, so I cannot hit that bug.
I would guess it would be difficult, and especially you don't sound old enough to be having prostate problems. But if your flow strength reduces, it'll become even more of a problem. And I don't need to get into why, you know, you decide where to have your skin when you are urinating. That's an individual choice. But listen, first of all, women have no idea what we're talking about. I came across this in an airport in Europe many years ago, and it flummoxed me. I don't know what it was. Here's this fly. You can't help. It's just human instinct. You can't help but aim for it when you're a guy. Yeah. Like, oh, what is that? I think I'll just blow it away, and it's in the porcelain. And now it's showing up in public restrooms in America to, exactly as you said, reduce splatter. So, yes, you are at a there. I guess maybe we could call that a disadvantage of circumcision, but I'd rather still have a foreskin and have the sexual sensations that you have that the rest of us guys are missing. So yeah. I say the heck with the aim. And you said you had a question also?
Yeah, one time you were talking about a animal that can never, I can't remember what it was, some type of animal that can never eat water or milk, and you ended up saying that it was a human baby that can never eat, I forget what it was, either water or milk.
Mm.
Riddle? It was like a riddle you gave on the air.
You know, I don't remember the riddle, to be honest with you. But I do remember, I think the gist of what we were saying is that a baby who is supposed to be drinking just milk, i.e. breastfeeding or formula, doesn't need water. You don't have to give them water. And in poor countries, a lot of women will dilute the formula because it comes as a powder because they've been sold in this idea that somehow formula is better than breastfeeding. They dilute it and you can kill a baby that way. At a certain age, it's appropriate and okay for a baby to consume water. So I don't remember a riddle, and I usually do remember those riddles, you know, things like that. So I'm a little perplexed, but maybe someone else will help us. All right? Let's talk to Joanne. How you doing, Joanne? Joanne, you're on the air, dear. Yes.
Hi, this is actually Joni. I just was wondering what your thoughts were on using EEG, neurofeedback, in treatment of ADD instead of...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be careful. You know, I'm not ready to endorse any one particular non-drug method of treating ADD. I can tell you there are some where they're doing studies and they get good results. So your kids don't have to be on drugs, but you got to find a school that, you know, that teaches it right. You know, and I promoted that school that I'm on a board of, you know, many times on the air because I know they can handle kids like that and get results and teach them. So I have seen programs where they feed things back to kids to teach them how to focus and calm their brains, etc. I'm a little wary of it getting involved in the EEG feedback. I don't think you have to go that far. A lot of these programs are very, very expensive. And when they show you the results, they're showing you the results of teaching the kid to perform a specific task that may or may not relate to the real world and to real school and to the real job environment. So I would be very careful. I would ask anybody who does this, who's trying to sell you on it, a paper from a peer-reviewed journal touting their deal and with some kind of controls. Because it's easy, once again. This is like in the past, there have been were groups of optometrists that try to sell you an eye exercises to help your kids read better. And they show you, look, when your kid sat down here, he couldn't do this test where a ball would move around in a field and the kid's eyes couldn't follow it. And then they teach the kids to do the test. Well, you're going to have to prove to me that, you know, following a ball around with your eyeballs is not exactly translatable, you know, to reading. So they show you what they teach the children to do as opposed to show them improvement in their reading scores. And even there, I've seen phony baloney stuff because kids over the years do improve in their reading scores. So you have to compare it to how your kid would be if they hadn't done it. So just be a skeptic. All right, I want to talk to you about sugar. High fructose corn syrup versus real sugar, hits, runs, and errors. What's going on with all this stuff? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The cleanup of the San Bruno fire scene begins in earnest today with the removal of the burned vehicles. Debris from the homes will be soaked with water and taken out tomorrow, along with the top 2 or 3 inches of soil. The goal is to keep any of the contaminants from running into the storm drains. The death toll from the fire has risen to 7, with 3 people at first thought missing now confirmed to be dead. The owner of one of the egg farms suspected in the salmonella outbreak refused to testify to Congress today. He took the 5th. The owner of the other farm did speak. He said the problem wasn't his fault. It was a contaminated product that he bought from a supplier. This is KGO Radio News.
The leaves turn, everyone's back in school and back to their routines, and suddenly it's time to sharpen your pencil, pull out your calculator, and look for ways to save. Well, we've got a great savings tool for you. It sounds like this. That silence you hear is the sound of your SolarCity solar panels generating clean, green savings on your electric bill. With a SolarCity solar lease, you can start saving from day one. Your system is installed for no money down, just a low monthly payment that saves you money day after day, month after month, and for decades to come as you generate endless energy from the sun. So turn over a new leaf and get your electric meter spinning backward with SolarCity savings. Find out how much you can save by using our savings calculator at GoSolarCity.com. GoSolarCity.com. For more information, call 877-988-SOLAR. That's 877-988-SOLAR. 877-988-SOLAR. SolarCity. Affordable solar power for your home or business. 20 releases are available to signing.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride. A network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking.
Verizon has the mobile broadband solutions you need, like totally portable, fully capable netbooks or MiFi cards that connect up to 5 Wi-Fi enabled devices. And now get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card with a new 2-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan.
Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Speak with a small business specialist at any Verizon Wireless store. Visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ.
Rule the air. Verizon.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
At some point in her life, 1 in 8 American women will develop breast cancer. 1 in 8. But the best protection is early detection. That's why many consider El Camino Hospital to be their best defense against cancer. We're the South Bay's most comprehensive breast health center, and we're way ahead of the curve. With sophisticated diagnostic tests, including digital mammography, breast ultrasound, MRI, and genetic testing for hereditary risk factors. If we find something suspicious, we offer minimally invasive biopsies. If treatment is necessary, our cancer center team is a fighting force with leading-edge options in medicine, radiation, and surgery. Learn more about innovative cancer care at El Camino Hospital. Attend our upcoming Breast Health Forum, Saturday, October 23rd. You'll hear about advances in genetics, diagnostics, and treatments from our fellowship-trained experts. Register now at elcaminohospital.org/breastforum. That's elcaminohospital.org/breastforum.
I am Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where the cream of the insurance agent crop gets creamier. And this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save money on car insurance? Talk to a farmer's agent, whose mind I have personally honed into a tempered steel blade of cost-cutting, or do it yourself. The answer is the finely honed farmer's agent.
Chat with a farmer's insurance agent to see how you can save. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
At Kaiser Permanente, they believe that simply taking better care of yourself is one investment strategy that always pays off. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Huh? Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about sugar. It's gotten out of hand now. When they ask people, Americans, what their food safety worries are, you'd be amazed what people come up with. It's mad cow disease. Man, are we a nation of dunderheads? Mercury in seafood and corn sweetener, even though we're consuming it like hand over fist. And a lot of food makers now, they've heard your hue and cry and are replacing corn syrup with beet or cane sugar to counter the backlash. Corn Refiners Association last week wanted to change the name to corn sugar. They want to take out the term high fructose corn syrup and call it corn sugar. Half of the added sugar in American diet comes from corn. Only half. And here's what's confusing. It's been confusing to me. Forget the increase. Forget this. Forget that. Okay. Glucose and fructose. Those are two sugars. The two together, 50-50, make up corn syrup. The two together, 50-50, make up cane sugar or beet sugar. It's the same deal. Your body, it's indistinguishable once in your bloodstream. All right, I'll go back over that again. Table sugar is a molecule that is made of half glucose and half fructose, and so is corn syrup. It's a little bit of a difference, like 52% versus, you know, in corn syrup. But here is one thing that I did find that is a little different, and I've always wondered. In high fructose corn syrup, it's a glucose and fructose molecule, chemically separate. In table sugar, they're bonded by a little bond that is quickly broken up in your tummy into the two separate molecules. And the question is, from a health point of view, a lot of the confusion goes back. This is like vaccination. All the confusion going back to this one article that got a lot of press. So back around 5 years ago, there was an article suggesting that in rats, and it was so inconsistent. In a lot of groups of these rats, those who ate fructose did not get fatter than those who ate regular sugar. But some groups in the rats, they broke down males and females in different ages. They found in some groups in this article a little shift in obesity. And that's what began it. I can't explain it. These studies need to be repeated. Critics of this study from Princeton say the findings are very inconsistent. We are not rats. And even there, they didn't find consistent results. Someone I respect who's a professor of nutrition at NYU, she used to be out in San Francisco, so I've known her from the past, Marion Nestle, very famous nutritionist. How they came to this conclusion is beyond me, she says. I'm skeptical. The studies do not produce evidence of a difference between the effects of high fructose corn syrup and sucrose, which is table sugar. There may be differences in taste preferences of rats, in their metabolism, and you can't draw real conclusions. And after that, it's all inconsistent when I look at the human literature. I would say to you, because sugar is now 16, 20% of your overall calories in your diet, is like, go easy on sugar. Enjoy it when you want to, but go easy on it. Is that a hard thing to sell? I don't know. I don't know. What can I say? All right, let's talk to Gary in Oklahoma. How you doing, Gary?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Thank you. I was just wanting to get your input. I'm curious about the psychic's ability to bend spoons. I was told that there are creatures or individuals that bend the spoons. Nobody sees them doing it, but anyway, these psychics, they get these spoons to bend, you know, and over in England, I hear that they have things flying off the shelves going across the room, and I've been told that demons do that, and that they make the Ouija board triangle move, and that they make the water witching sticks work.
All right, let's hang on there, because we are going to list too many things for me. Everything you said, and I just need you to accept what I'm about to say. Everything you said is not true. Okay? Is not true. Either you're getting this from TV or just listening to what people say. You said people said and people say. That isn't where you get the truth about anything. I hope you've learned that in your life. Nobody bends spoons. There's no demons doing it. It's a magic trick. I mean, you know what magic is. And any magician can tell you how it's done. I hate to blow the cover on them, but there's a whole bunch of ways, of doing it. You can pre-bend spoons ahead of time. You can, you know, it's Johnny Carson. You remember Johnny Carson used to be, you know, used to own Late Night, and the guy who came up with, who became very popular, the spoon bending trick, unfortunately couldn't do it on the Johnny Carson show. Couldn't do any of his tricks. The psychic, right? Why? Because Johnny Carson's original training was as a magician. You can't fool magicians. Some of the most important skeptics we have in evaluating quack medical things and psychic things, they have magic backgrounds. So they bust these people. That's why they've offered. And listen, Gary, if you're ready to step up to the plate, I'd get you $1 million. There's $1 million. I think it's even more now. $1 million prize offered to anybody who can do any of this stuff in front of the skeptics panel. All right? Which is heavily seated with magicians. So there's nothing flying across the room. The Ouija board is a name for the effect. If you do a Ouija board, try doing a Ouija board in the dark. It doesn't work. You can't help. It takes the subtlest of movements of one person's hand to move the Ouija board to the yes or to the no. There's nothing magical about it. Now, the world, the universe, and its manifest creation, that's as close to magic as you're going to get. So I would say instead of letting people tell you all this other stuff, you know, look into reality. It's also very, very, very fascinating. Very fascinating. I said the real world is very fascinating. So you can go over to jamesrandy.org and you can read up on all these things. It'll tell you how it's done and it'll explain it for you. Maybe we can make a skeptic out of you and then the world will be a better place. And I suppose, you know, we trust our senses when we see something flying around and we see something, you know, we think we see something. That's what magic is about. We think we see it. I still do the removal of my thumb thing for some of the youngest kids around us, and they still love it. And I remember first seeing that when I was a kid. You know, you bend your thumb and you put it together and put it, and they think I'm taking my thumb off. Why? Because they see it. Because we trust our senses. And that, of course, is what magic has been built on through the centuries. But it ain't reality. But so many people still insist. You know, lawyers know more about this than a lot of people. When we do studies and ask witnesses and show different scenarios of a crime to people, it's kind of frightening how inaccurate we can be and how easy it is to fool us. And you know the gorilla dribbling the basketball. I hate to ruin it for those of you who might see it. Might not see it or see it in the future. It's on the internet. You can see it all over the place. It's a fascinating piece of work. It was done a few years ago. It's a gorilla. Should I even tell you what it is? I'm going to ruin it for those of you who haven't seen it. Anyway, it's an example of how we think we're paying attention and we're not. How people can sit and stare at something and not see the most obvious stuff happening. So with that, we'll take a break. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
When it comes to great taste in food, in wine, and in travel, all roads lead to Cannery Row in Monterey. Northern California's favorite getaway has luxurious oceanfront hotels, world-class dining, and local wines. Here's a sample of what's waiting on Cannery Row.
The Spindrift Inn and Monterey Bay Inn offer all the luxury and intimacy you would expect from TripAdvisor's number one and number three most romantic hotels in Monterey. The Spindrift Inn's wood-burning fireplaces and ocean-view window seats invite you to linger, and the Monterey Bay Inn's spacious rooms and baths are framed by breathtaking views of the bay. At both hotels, complimentary breakfast will be delivered to your room. Go to canneryroad.com and click on the Stay Here link for exclusive rates and special offers.
Monterey Wine Country's three major trails, Coastal, Carmel Valley, and River Road, are an easy drive from Cannery Row's tasting rooms, luxury hotels, and restaurants. There's no better place to stay. Visit canneryroadwinetrails.com for exclusive hotel rates and special offers.
I think giving back to charitable causes is not a way you could do business. It's a way you should do business.
American Express Open Card member Ahmed Mahdi is the owner of Paragon Remodeling.
I was brought up to give back to society, so when I heard about the Jackson family, I had to get involved.
Felicia Jackson promised her late sister that she would take care of her children. She ended up with 14 kids and not enough space.
She needed help.
Ahmed purchases his building materials on his American Express Open Gold Card. And in return, Open gives him membership rewards points.
So I used 500,000 membership rewards points to help build the Jackson family a new home.
Children love the house. They love it.
Booming is moving forward by giving back.
To learn about how the Gold Card can get your business booming and how you can get 50,000 bonus points by spending $10,000, visit open.com/gold. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Visit open.com/gold for details.
At Safeway, our promise is simple: to offer great quality, fresh produce, guaranteed tender steaks, and two great ways to save. Our everyday low prices and amazing club card specials that you'll find all over the store on the things you use most. Right now with your club card, Rancher's Reserve Boneless Cross Rib Roast is only $1.99 a pound, and a pound of tender green or white asparagus is just $1.99. You'll also find a great deal on selected 12 packs of Pepsi, because right now they're buy two, get two of equal or lesser value free, along with a selected size bag of Doritos tortilla chips, plus CRV in California. And be sure to stop into Safeway for a flu shot today, because when you do, you'll save 10% on your next grocery purchase. Choose from the regular strength flu shot or the Flu Zone high dose shot recommended by the CDC for people over 65. See pharmacy for details. With great quality and thousands of everyday low prices on your favorite items, you'll save all over the store. And at Safeway, that's our promise. That's ingredients for life.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Margaret. How you doing, Margaret?
Fine.
Good. How can I help you?
About 3 weeks ago, I was diagnosed with amnesia. I lost track of everything that for about 12 hours, and I was hospitalized for like 4 days. And I haven't gotten any results yet from the neurologist, but I was just wondering if you have any thought or anything. I had a head injury like in March, and they were wondering if maybe that might have caused that.
Yeah, what kind of injury?
A head injury.
Yeah. Well, that's unusual. When you say amnesia, what like happened to you?
I didn't recognize my house, my husband, my clothes I was wearing. I have a car, and my husband was trying to take me to the hospital. I didn't recognize my car. I didn't know my name or my children's names, anything. I didn't know anything like that.
Wow. Well, that is extraordinarily frightening, extraordinarily rare, but it sure does happen. It's the stuff of Hollywood movies. And there are a variety of things that are possible, and you're going to have to stick with, you know, these highfalutin neurologists and do all the tests to figure out what has happened. In general, first of all, for short-term bouts of that, there is a type of, quote, seizure disorder that can do that. But in my experience, it's short-term. Head injury, we do think, can play a role in it. But then again, what's happening now months after a head injury to do that? One thing we're learning about head injuries is that they can have effects that go on for years and for maybe even a lifetime. In that there are these syndromes that follow it. There are mysterious cases where that happens to someone and we never figure it out. There are organic causes where someone gets toxic with something, you know, some kind of a poison that maybe they've ingested, or something physiological like their blood sugars get out of whack. There are variants of migraine headaches, variants of migraine that can do this in the short term. There are certainly more serious neurological problems, you know, growths and stuff like that, but that usually sticks with you. So I need to make sure I'm going in the right direction, and that right now you're fine, right? And you remember everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and so, and you even seem, do you remember being that way when it was happening? So you seem to have a memory.
I don't have any recollection of it, just from what people had told me had happened.
Ah, so during that period of time, right now, when you reflect back on that, you have no memory of it. Is that right?
No memory whatsoever of it.
What happened to it? Yes. And there are people, there's a very strange syndrome where people cannot remember in the course of a day, they won't remember what happened a few hours ago. And they have complete retrograde amnesia that starts as they walking through life. And then there's a period of time where some of those memories do recover. And I don't think we know the cause of that. That's a very strange one. I can't tell you exactly what's going on, except most of the time this is a one-time deal. And the doctor, I guess, be prepared for a neurologist to sit you down, you know, and say, Margaret, I can't explain exactly what happened, but here's what we call it. See, we always have names for everything. That's supposed to make you feel comforted. Makes you think we know what we're talking about or understand something, but we don't. And they'll give it a name, and that'll be it. If the tests find something, then you have your explanation, and hopefully if they do find something, it's something that doesn't really matter or something that they can fix. And do let us know, because it's a fascinating kind of a condition. We can all just imagine what life would be like, you know, not recognizing it. And there are these sub-syndromes where people have no ability to recognize someone's face. There's a, you know, the man in the hat, you know, or he looks at his wife and sees a hat and can't, you know, see a person. Our brain is just incredibly interesting, and anything can happen in these little subtexts. And so what you're describing makes sense, given the complexity and structure of the brain, but in terms of exactly what causes, how to cure it, maybe a little bit different. Let's talk to Brooke. How you doing, Brooke?
Very well, thank you.
Yes.
My question for you is, it has been brought to our attention through our teachers at school that my 10-year-old son might possibly be ADD or ADHD. And I do believe that there's a very strong possibility myself. And
sure.
We are thinking about taking him to the, is it Almond Clinic in Fairfield? And having the spec scans done to help diagnose him.
Yeah, I'm not a believer. I can stop you there in that. I don't think you need it. I think it's a soft diagnosis to begin with. We'd love to have a hard test to diagnose it. And it is interesting, some of the things you see in these scans, but I don't think most people in the field accept them as definitive enough to really make a difference. It's your child's behavior and performance. And it's what you do about it that really counts. And as you know, I'm not a believer that this is a disease. I just think it's just different kinds of kids. And the world can, you know, the world makes these kids distractible. You know, their whole world is different than our world. And so I'd be very, very careful in figuring out, you know, who your child is, a child's personality, what the learning deficits seem to be, and try to find the most conservative ways to help them. I don't think it's going to help you to have any kind of a scan because, unfortunately, tons of normal kids have those same abnormalities, and tons of kids who have, you know, real ADD don't show up on it, even though there does seem to be a statistical drift. And as we refine that tool, it may be the thing someday we put you in the machine and say, bingo, you have it. But even then, it's going to be a soft diagnosis, like being fat. What is fat? How many pounds exactly do you need to have to define that? Okay, so be a good skeptical parent. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
I told myself I'd ask her when the moment was right. This is a big decision for a guy who believes anything worth having is worth waiting for. Well, I've waited long enough to know. Claire is the one. She means the world to me, and I want us to be together for the rest of our lives.
A moment like this only happens once in a lifetime. Now's the time to give her a signature diamond from Shreve & Company Jewelers. Each one is cut and polished to such precise tolerances. They blaze with a fire and brilliance far superior to ordinary diamonds. Noticeably brighter and whiter, you can see them sparkle across a room. They're the only diamonds we put our name on.
If she's the one, give her a signature diamond.
Signature Diamonds, available exclusively from Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Post and Grant off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
TheDoctorForYou.com is the perfect place for
families, big families, small families, families with two boys, families with two girls.
At TheDoctorForYou.com, you can search for a doctor by the criteria that fit your family's needs, like specialty, location, and languages spoken.
Families with family businesses, families that are always in each other's business, families that need to mind their own business, businesses that are like one big happy family.
And because it's from Sutter Health, you're choosing doctors from some of the most respected medical groups and hospitals in Northern California and right in your community.
Nuclear families, extended families, crazy families like mine, broken families, families with members with broken bones, broken hearts.
Plus, Sutter Health makes it easy to manage your family's health with convenient online services so you can view test results, request appointments, and email your doctor. Only at TheDoctorForYou.com. Sutter Health, with you for life.
Or pretty much any family.
Make sure your health plan includes the Sutter Health Network, including California Pacific Medical Center and Sutter Pacific Medical Foundation.
Tonight, after a new Survivor, don't miss all new drama on CBS. First, Criminal Minds returns with an all new reason to be afraid of the dark.
I decide who lives.
Kim Curry in the season premiere of Criminal Minds. Then, the best show in Vegas isn't on the strip. It's in the courtroom.
One more word and you're fine.
Find me.
I'm not going to make you a better judge.
Jim Belushi, Jerry O'Connell, The Defenders, series premiere CBS tonight.
Good morning, honey.
Hey, could you scratcherize my coffee, please?
Scratcher what?
You know, scratcherize. As in give me more, like the new California Lottery Scratchers. They now have over $50 million more in prizes every month.
$50 million more in prizes?
Yes.
Wow. And more is definitely better.
That's right.
You know, our anniversary is coming up.
But,
you should think about scratcherizing my gift.
Whoa.
Oh, no, I love this. I'm going to come up with a whole scratcherized list.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play. For details, visit calottery.com.
Called, and they are absolutely right about parrots and hot peppers. Birds don't have, I forgot that part in the article, don't have the same pain receptors that mammals do. So birds are immune to the effects of hot peppers. Edgar, how you doing? How can I help you, Edgar?
How you doing, doctor?
Yes, sir.
Let's see, I had a question. My wife went on the depot shot, and
yep.
We decided not, it wasn't really for her because of the reaction it was doing, having on her. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, how long does it take for it to actually get out of the body, and is there any side effects after stopping it?
Okay, well, listen, if you realize this is used in most women as a three-month birth control thing. You get a shot and it lasts for 3 months as birth control. So it's got a, and it's in a form that isn't quickly absorbed and detoxified, you know, by the liver. So it takes time. So depending upon when she had her shot, and some women just don't like it, makes them feel differently. And there are side effects like with any method of birth control, at least, you know, 3 months until, you know, fertility returns. And I'd wait another 3 months before I would be sure that everything is back to normal. If she's going to do something else about it, or if there's a symptom that she's concerned about. So, and then talk to her gynecologist because he'll know the dose and when he gave it and all that to be sure, or her general doctor, what's going on. All right, that's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Hi, I'm Mark Baragimian, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. We're having a summer sale. Listen closely. It's the best offer I've ever made. First, you'll save 25% right now when you schedule your free in-home design consultation by calling 1-888-348-3214. Second, you can get up to $1,500 in tax credit. And third, you can get free financing for 1 full year. That's right. You save 3 ways and get your shutters in as little as 3 days. There's never been a better time to lose those tangled blinds and get rid of those ugly drapes. During Danmer Custom Shutter Summer Sale, you save 25%, plus get a tax credit and free financing. Don't go to the home store. You could end up with junk. We manufacture the world's finest custom shutters right here in California. Call 1-888-348-3214. Remember, this is the best offer I've ever made. So call now, 1-888-348-3214, or go to www.danmer.com.
Babies will do everything they can to keep you from sleeping. And they'll do this for well over a year. They'll throw up on your sweater, in your hair, and all over your car. They'll not only poop in their pants, they'll poop on your pants. They'll pull your hair and quite literally bite the hand that feeds them. They will talk nonstop between the ages of 6 and 9, but they won't say a single word to you once they turn 13. And when they do, it'll likely involve disagreeing at rather high volumes. Still, you will love them like nothing else, and you will do anything and everything you can to keep them happy and healthy. And so will we. At Kaiser Permanente, we offer families the tools they need to grow up and grow old together. From prenatal care to postnatal care to pediatric care and beyond. Because although there's nothing that makes us crazier than our kids, there's nothing that makes us happier either. Kaiser Permanente, may your family live long and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
So a San Jose cop.